Blog Talk Radio.
You are now logged in to grudgeinc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Show JB's Lock It In Radio Show. And look, tonight we might even have some live callers from SGMP calling tonight, and we're supposed to have a special guest. Look, tonight I'm giving the floor tonight to anybody and everybody. It doesn't matter if you're a big name, small name. If you call in tonight and you want to talk about the discussion we got on hold tonight, which is, should a class racer be allowed in a grudge shootout? Now, here's the talk we've been hearing. If you're a class racer, yes, you have to weigh a certain, you have to do this, you have to do that. Now, if you're a grudge racer, you know, there's no stips in the class shootouts. You know, there might be, you know, tire size or this or whatever, but there's no weight. So this is what I want to know. Does the class racer have a legit argument? Can he, you know, does he have a legit argument? I want to know, if you are a promoter or you got a track out there or you are sitting beside somebody that class races and you know what his time is, but you don't know is what he can run at this weight or that weight on this kid or that kid, will you take the chance and run that man head up? So that's what the floor is open to tonight. And we also supposed to have some people calling in to lock in a race. There's going to be some racing on March 8th at Mike Hill's race up at House of Hook. We got two people that have been talking about locking in a race for there. So between this week and next week, hopefully we can make it happen. So I'm going to go ahead and open up this first mic. We got 804-263-4564. Your mic is open. 804-263-4564. Your mic is open. Who am I speaking with? All right, well, let's see. I got another mic opening up. 804-914-7584. Mr. Gene Stevens, what's going on?
JB, what's happening, buddy?
Ain't nothing, man. I was checking out the live feed and opening up. You know, my boy's been calling me all day. I just got word that Kevin Mullins just set the new world. Well, I was looking at the feed. He just set the new radio record. Man, went a 416 at 193. And I'm not scared to say he got a little bit more left in it. So it might be some olds before that race is over.
Yeah, I got some boys down there too. They said they are flying down there. The brother is awesome.
Yeah, it's crazy, man. I can't never get down there because it always happens on that middle part of the week. And I wish I could get down there this weekend, but My plans, I mean, I told Mike Hill I would ride, you know, I can't go but to so many, I can't travel but so far this year on so many occasions, so I done promised Mike Hill, I done promised Petey, I done promised a few, so I gotta keep my stuff a little limited this year.
Well, that's us. I was going to go to the Lights Out race this weekend, but I already told Mike Hill I was coming down after his race, so that's what the game plan is. I can't go out of town 2 weeks in a row like that.
Yeah, I think I'm going to have to lay off this one. And it's good that you got the live feed. So, you know, I ain't even going to lie. The day at work, I'm a teacher, and I slipped off about 30 minutes. Took me a nice 30-minute shit, you know. And ain't taking a piece of shit, but I slid away for about 30 minutes, was on the live feed. So, man, I'm going to just tell you, man, they got – and it's funny because they got actual – look like old Top Sportsman chassis and old – man, everybody putting a radio on their car now, man. I saw – it looked like a ProMod-style Vette on a 315.
I've seen that too.
I'm like, well, damn. I mean, is it that – I mean, that's what it looked like it's getting to. It looks like all the boys that can't compete in the ProMod and stuff are throwing – you know, they throwing 315 up under the car.
Uh-huh.
So, you know – It's interesting. Plus, you know, Gene, we've been getting a lot of shit about, you know, oh man, why can't a class racer run a grudge shootout, or why can't this, why can't that? And then you got people, you know, I had a couple class racers call me last week, and this is what their argument is. Their argument is, look, say, you know, I'm running class and I'm running 490s in class. 5.0s, but in grudge racing, I can drop 300 to 400 pounds and throw in another kid or two. Why shouldn't I be allowed to race? That's what it is. So it's just been hectic, you know. I've been getting emails.
Man, I know
from
one
people.
Thing for sure: the boys been giving us hell. The grudge racing world hell this week.
Oh yeah, it didn't. I'm gonna tell you right now. I listen to Dog's show, then I listen to my boy Sean Nix, a.k.a. show. I listen to my boy Terry Clark's show, and I'm going to tell you right now, it's some people, and I even heard a guy the other night, he was, you know, and I think he might have been one of Mark Woodruff's friends or something, because, I mean, he was heated, you know, and he wasn't even the guy that owned the car. But the thing is, I got to say, in Tony's defense, I mean, it looked like he was letting – I mean, that just – it really wasn't his fault. I mean, it looked like when he was coming – so everybody was talking about he was crossing the center line. He was doing – man, that car – he was slowing that car down, and something just broke loose. I mean, it wasn't
– Now, we'd have been in the same situation down Darlington, and Kenny watched Stone Cold get loose in the other lane. Kenny lifted and let him do his thing, and he went on. So why couldn't that vet? And that was far enough back. Tony had two or three car lengths on him from the gate. I mean, he pulled on him hard at the gate. That vet could see what was going on. Why didn't he lift?
Yeah, and you know the thing is, I got to agree with you, Gene, because the car, when he left that vet, nope. he actually left that vet sitting. I mean, just
he
sitting.
He did.
So.
He treed the hell out of him. So why in the world has that vet seen him getting loose and sideways like that? Why would he try to run up? And I've done the same thing. I did that when I ran Matt Sweet. I run up there, got all up in the middle of the shit, and I should have, when I blew the tires away, I should have just lifted. That was my mistake. I never blamed that man. I paid him that money, and I come on home with a tour of the car, too.
Yeah, so
that,
I mean.
That's time getting out of shape. He should have lifted and gone on.
Yep, that's it. I agree, man. I agree. So we got to. Who is this? 219-344-0519. Your mic is open.
Was percolating, JB. This is the king of the five speed right here, man.
Okay, so who am I talking with? King of the five speed. Who am I talking with?
This is Alan King, boy.
Oh, what's going on, young gunner? What's going on?
Ain't nothing, man. I'm just trying to stay posted on this lights out race, man.
Oh yeah, I'm actually. It's funny y'all said that because I'm broadcasting and I got the feed up and, you know, I just got the feed voice. I got the actual thing cut off. But, man, I'm looking at it right now and I'm telling you, man, it's crazy. Because like I was just telling Gene, you got actual – I just saw a car and I got to call it a Pro Mod because the car, it was a Top Sportsman-style chassis with a 315 on it. So what I'm trying to tell the boys now is you got – everybody putting a small a radio loan in their car now trying to get that money, so.
I told Apollo he needed to go ahead and do that to that GTO.
Y'all hard on that man. Y'all hard on that man.
That's my boy. I just talk a little friendly shit to him every now and then, but I'm still gonna fuck him up.
Okay, so
what's up, JB?
Let's see, 7-1. I'm guessing this is Running Bell.
Yeah, I'm on here. Yeah.
Okay, who was that? I heard somebody else. I didn't.
Oh, Richard T.
What's going on, man?
Got back from Seattle.
Okay, what's going on out there?
Just trying to get that money straight, making a new job.
I hear that, man. So you coming out this year? You playing this year? You taking a little break? Or?
Oh, no, we'll be ready.
If so, we got something that's it like Richard now.
Oh, shit. Who is that?
This still Allen.
What you got to sit like Richard T? Richard T on 28th, man. You got some on
28th? We in a little notch back now. Everything that was in that Camaro is in that notch.
Oh, okay. So y'all shoved it in a notch back now. Dang.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all still five speed?
Five speed in the notch.
Yeah, five speed.
Oh, she's gonna be nasty.
Yeah, goddamn, five speed in a little Mustang. Damn.
That's the hook.
That's the first I've seen.
You're right. You don't see too many of them. So man, I wish y'all the best. Cause man, I know my boy had a 5-speed in a notch, man, with a lot of gas on it, man. And don't get me wrong, when you got them right, they right. But I'm going to tell you, when you don't, they're going to either stand up on the bumper or they're going to kill a tire.
Yep. It's fun, though.
Then put that 3500 Camaro on the bumper one night at Capitol.
I remember, man. So what's going to happen to the Camaro, though, man? I mean, y'all ain't going to just put it out there like that, is it?
That's my graduation present. That car ain't going nowhere.
Okay, that's cool, man. I mean, you know, because you can't take nothing away from that car. So, I mean, if y'all just going to tell me y'all going to put it away, that's kind of crazy.
No, it's a street. It's going to be a street car for the time being. Got a little vet motor getting in it. It's going to go back to a 6-speed.
Oh, okay, okay.
It's going to have some balls.
I hear that. So Richard T, anything going on?
I don't know. We'll get it back together probably in another month or so and be ready for something.
I hear that, man. I'm gonna tell you, it's a lot of shootouts this year, man. So I know we got I'm putting on one in September, and then there's another one. We haven't got the specifics on it, but there's another one in September, and then I think the Horseman, if I'm not right, Gene, y'all got small tire stuff y'all doing, right? Hey, Gene Stevens.
Yes, sir. I had you on mute. I had to get you off. Yeah, we're having a race down the beach, I think, the 20th of June, if I'm not mistaken.
A little small tie action, right?
I think they do have some small tie stuff going on. I know they got a conventional shootout. We even having that Friday night, we're having a race that Friday night and that Saturday. We even have a diesel truck shootout. I believe it's going to be a small tie race, conventional head race. They got some interesting stuff coming up.
Okay,
one of them places all the guys like to go back and visit and race, you know, have a good time.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Hey, JB.
What's going on?
Them boys got me thinking about putting some 29s on my car and taking my wheelie bars off.
God damn, Running Bell.
Yes, sir.
You're
going to make
that,
a bear, what you going to do with that?
Running Bell, you're going to hurt yourself, you old ass. You better stay home.
Who is this? We got another caller slipping in on us. 202-718-7381. You're on. Your mic is on. Who is this?
It's Big George.
Oh shit! God
Big
damn! See that?
George.
Now,
Big Jeezy.
the radio. Now look, Big George, I'm gonna do this to you because I know you're gonna talk some shit. But I just opened the mic, Big George, and I'm gonna read the numbers off to you. If you know who it is, the last time you talked to him, I think you called him. I can't remember what you called him, but 804-869-1541.
I don't know that. Who is it?
869-1541. Can you speak your name?
Yeah, this is Kenny Beecham. What's going on, Big George?
What's going on, Kenny? What's happening?
I don't know. Just hanging out at the house, trying to get these cars together, trying to get ready for some action.
Yeah, well, we're going to be ready for y'all. We're trying to put something together. We're going to talk about it tomorrow. I meant to call you. I tried to call you back, but then I'll call you and let you know tomorrow. But we're going to try to start something else in this Maryland situation, try to build it with these guys. And we're going to put our foot down this year, man. So, like I say, I'm going to give more information up on my face page. But, we're going to make a difference with them guys running bad and all them boys that think they ride us. We're going to take over this. We're going to take over this notch here in 28 and 29. We're going to take it over.
Hey, George, the Mustang is ready, sitting in the garage, ready to go. All I got to do is put the tires back on the back of it.
No, I ain't quite ready yet. I'm making a drastic change. So she might be ready in April. I'll be ready for Piedmont.
Okay.
So I'm not rushing this time, but when I come out, I'll be able to handle that. That ain't no big problem.
Big George, I know you're going to ride. You was riding last year. I know you're going to hurt somebody this year.
I'm going to try to. I mean, you can't win them all. You're definitely not going to lose them all. So. But I will be. The car will be out. Old Ski Mask, she's going to make it this year.
Ha!
Old Ski Mask, that's what she called. Ski Mask this time, baby.
Ski Mask, okay. That sounds pretty good, George.
That's the name of the Mustang.
You know what we named the Mustang? Brass Nux.
Yeah, I'm looking at that, Allen. Yeah, them old boys going to be kind of dangerous, Allen, and people.
Yeah. Hey,
that's good, man.
I wish I had enough seat time to get down in that Young Gun shootout, because I know I'm going to make it to the semis. I just know it.
Well,
I know the numbers
they're
supposed to.
Right, but you're trying not to focus on your seat time. I mean, as long as you just get in it and try to get familiar with it. I mean, as long as you don't do, something that you can't handle. You've been around a long time. I remember you was a little kid, so your father was a heck of a... So, all you got to do is sit around and watch. I don't see why you shouldn't be able to get in it. Your folks got a car for your driver that can handle them boys.
Yeah, it's just more of a, my father, he too scared. He ain't scared, but he just nervous. He more worried about me tearing up the car.
No, that's your father ain't like that. Your father was... Because he jumped in the car the same way when he started car driving. But it's not, but you can't handle. I got you being enough smarter to realize that it's not there and you can't handle it. Cars is dangerous if you make them dangerous. A car just ain't going to say, okay, I'm going to take you over. You do it yourself,
right.
So what you can't handle, you can accept it. It's nothing but criticism. Just like the Tony Bonds race. If you can spare to lose the money, you can spare to save somebody's life. So it's just basically a game that you gotta be able to check whether you win or lose, but you also saving yourself and another person. So you should be able to handle it. But your father, don't think your father ain't gonna put you in. He gonna get you in.
Yeah, I do know one thing. My first, when I get real good,
I ain't even got to be real good to whoop this nigga ass, but I'm going to fuck up Big Head Kenny.
I'll get
him one on one. I'm going to drag his ass like cans on a Just Mary car.
Hey, Alan.
Yeah.
All you got to do is catch Ken the first day down there and the first time on the truck, you can get him. He's sweet like that.
I know. All he gonna do is make excuses. I seen the type of dude, Big Head Kenny. That night we were supposed to go to John Toy Shop. We all ended up going to the bar. I seen what type of dude he was. He's making up excuses all night. Like,
come on, man.
That's what I got to deal with.
What's up, Running Bear?
Hey, what's going on, George? I'm hearing from you in a month of Sunday.
Hey, that's right. That's right. Hey, you going to a small tie.
Huh?
You say you going to a small tie, huh?
Hey, man, everybody else is sticking them on. They're sticking them on 4 miles, man. Hell, I'd be able to put one on.
Hey, Running Bear, you got to go with the action going at.
I know that's right.
That's right. That's right. You still small block?
Yeah, I'm still small block.
Oh, okay. You go contender for a small tie. Put a small tie on the drive. Let me have you first.
Yeah. hey, can somebody tell me what he just said?
Yeah.
I'm going to say it again for you. When you put that small tie on it, any place we meet up at and we together, I'll send you a note with my mustache. You got a small town to come. As long as you don't make a shakedown that day, me and you can do it.
God damn, I reckon. Mm.
Hey, George.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something, man. You know, I could stick a 29.5-inch tire on my car right now. And I'm going to tell you right now, it's a 31 on it. My 64 is 110. Now, if I put that 29.5, what do you think it's going to be?
It don't make no difference. And I'm going to say it again. It's long. Listen to what I'm saying. I don't care what you do. If you go down to a small time, as long as you run me right off the trailer in the eighth, you got action. Believe that.
Hey, George. See now you're going to talk to like some of them crazy guys I do know always wanted to run off the trailer. You don't know what the hell is going on. I don't run nobody off the trailer.
Well, that's real racing. That's how men do it. Back in the Roman day, you couldn't say, "Man, hold up! I'm gonna jump off from one boat to the other one because I got."
Well, look. I tell you what, George. I will run you off the trailer if you came to Dinwiddie Motorsport Park.
Well, I'm gonna definitely be down Piedmont the 26th.
Yeah.
I would definitely be there.
I'm having that small block shootout that day.
Where?
At Dinwiddie Motorsport Park on Brown's Race Memorial Day.
The 6th of April?
Yeah, that's Memorial Day weekend. No, it's May.
They're having a race the 26th or the 22nd of April down Piedmont.
It's a couple people having a race that day. Even Mike Hill having a big one at Carolina Dragway, $40,000 worth of total purse.
Ooh.
Yeah, small tire stuff.
Oh yeah. Oh, I'm scheduled because I got Long Island Joe's on the 26th down on Piedmont.
Okay.
Motor to motor. Yeah, I got him motor to motor.
Yeah, you better go somewhere. You better go that way because you come down this way, we're going to rip your head off.
God damn it, I reckon.
You can't rip my head.
Hey, Running Bear.
Huh?
You know Big George, he ain't no one-man army. You know that, right?
Yeah, I know that, man. I know that.
So you rip his head off, you're going to have about 5 more heads you're going to have to rip off.
It don't matter.
You fucking with a bad father.
All they got to do is stand up like soldiers and I'll rip them all off.
I guarantee this thing this year, Running Bear, man, there's gonna be a whole lot of respect to the Merlin boys. I got gonna get a whole lot of respect this year.
Okay. Hey, look, Brown's race is the 24th of May.
The 4th of May, where?
The 24th of May at Virginia Motorsport Park. I'm having a small block back half shootout.
So, I mean,
it's a back half.
I ain't have a back half car.
You ain't got to have a back half. It's, hey, stock suspensions are welcome, too, as long as you're small block, one stage of nitrous and one carburetor.
I might try to do that for you.
And some balls.
Oh, I got them.
I'm like
King Kong, man.
Hey, look. Hey, Big George.
Yeah.
Now, if you ain't scared of Kenny Beacom, the way he sit on one stage and one carburetor, then you may well come on and join the bunch.
Well, but you know, I'm gonna run Kenny Beeson regardless. I never had a problem running somebody. It don't really make me no difference.
Well,
I love the sport. I'm not gonna make no excuses. You know, I will ask for some if I feel I need it. I mean, that's just being true to myself. But as far as I'm really not worried about Kenny Beeson. He don't show me nothing under the gun. He don't show me nothing under the gun.
Well.
But this year, the rabbit got
it
done this time.
George, whenever you feel froggy, all you got to do is lock in, son. We ready.
You know how we roll?
I know.
I'm coming after you.
Hey, George, I'm going to have a whole lot of fun with that little Mustang. It ain't got a whole lot, little teeny thing, but it's cool. I'm going to have a whole lot of fun with that this year.
Yeah, I mean, the car, well, you got a nice car, Kenny. I mean, your car is pretty well in the work. I mean, you learn to adapt. I mean, you learn to adapt, man. But your adapting ain't going to fit to a big socket.
Don't fly like me.
Hey, Kenny.
Hey, George, look, we can all dream, can't we? We can all dream.
Oh, yeah, well, you know, I'm a big dreamer, man. I told you the blue car called Ski Mask now, man. She gonna come. She's gonna have about three or four ski masks on.
Oh, that's right. I like that.
Yeah, she'll be all right.
Hey, Kenny.
Yes, sir.
Kenny Leach just broke on the track.
I just saw that. A big nitrous backfire. Had sparks and shit flying on me. I'm watching it too live.
It don't look too good. That's one of them DMV boys.
I don't care much to race him anyway, Bugs. With a damn, as much as they show times all the time, that's the only bad part about the class racing and the grudge racing. I mean, people can get an idea of what you run, but if you run somebody, the biggest thing I think about class racing is, say you got a guy that class races and he runs, you know, just get a time, he runs 550s. Is the fastest you see him run, and you kind of can't go that fast. If you get lucky enough to beat him, and you got a 6-0 car, a grudge car that runs that slow, you get lucky to beat him, then everybody gonna think you ran a 550. So you gonna kind of mess the chances up before the next race.
Well, I understand.
They should focus on that because. Really, anything can happen. I mean, the gate you can mess up, you can get loose. In some respect, you got to honor the girls racer to a class racer. But whether or not it's a class racer, girls racer, each car know what each car almost runs. So the team on the girls racer, this is a true deal. The team that's on the girls racer, they know where their car. The team on the class racer, they talk to their men, and they get loose. I mean, I don't know why they really put emphasis on that because, it's really just something to get out of something. But, I mean, class racing and girls racing, only difference is one show and one don't. But if neither one of them actually come out the first year and actually class race, you got people that just run their mouth. So if the pod stop running mouth with another person wrong and stop putting people business, that's just like when I ran Troublemaker. I didn't care well, a troublemaker went away from a pro mod. That didn't bother me. And I didn't run troublemaker for a little bit of money. But, I mean, still, the point, anything could have happened. Just like, but circumstances happened in my car. So, I mean, you know, it's just not really, shouldn't be a really big, if a person bet and they think they can get by, heck, run it.
Yeah, George, I agree with you a little bit on that. We just come up with a, and it's really nothing wrong. I wouldn't say I never would run a class racer because we were supposed to run Kenny Leach, and I didn't have a problem running. We was going to run him. It's just you get a, when you bring in a new car, you always, I don't know about you, but I like to start from the bottom and work my way to the top. You don't want to work your way to the top and then work your way to the bottom.
Right, but the way I learned on V Street, man, it wasn't always like that. So, I mean, I'm learning to race and try your hand and respect the man or lose to the man. So, I really don't focus on that. I mean, whether if you can pimp. If you can't, you can't. So, that's all you're doing is pimping a car. You can pimp a car whether she good or whether she bad. She gonna work for you, right?
That's right. That's a good analogy.
So, I mean, I don't care if I start. I mean, if the action there and I have a person that's faster than me, that's what I'm going to do. So, you're not going to get – they're going to back up whether you slow or you fast if they don't know where you at. So, I mean, this is how I go in this game. This game is to try to make money and try to get whoever you can when you can get them. So, it ain't going to always work that way, though.
So Big George, it sounds like what you're saying to me is on any given day you'll try a class racer.
I will run a class racer, but that's just me. Cause I mean, it don't really bother me whether I lose to Joker. I mean, of course, I would always like to win, but you're not gonna always win. So I mean, racing is racing. I mean, I'm not gonna stop a class racer come to me and say he want to run and he just showed his time. I mean, come on, man, you got guys real honest. I mean, if you want to be real honest about everything, you got jokers just perfecting stopwatches just know what you go. So what is really the difference? Right? What is the difference?
I guess you definitely got
Right.
You got a
it's
good point.
The guys with telephones and stopwatches, I mean, all kinds of gimmicks just to try to put you. And come on, I mean, they can just spend a second marking you racing and almost put you five or ten tenths off either way. So, I mean, you're still not. I mean, the game is really all ours is just girls' game is just dead to the ones that are afraid to lose. I mean, it's just simple. You can't make no excuses for it. They do. I mean, everybody all over the world. It started out as fun as far as the stopwatches and telephones, but I mean, it just went better for the bettors actually betting on the outside, not the drivers or the owners. It's for the bettors just want to make that money. So, I mean, that's what it's all about, right?
Yeah, that's what it's all about.
So you really can't stop it. I mean, somebody gonna know your time. You know, I used to stick fingers in it, but I mean, if I
that's
stick
great.
Fingers in that, I'm not gonna be racing nobody.
I hear that.
So I mean, it's not no big issue. You can be the joke. You can be the joke about driving. They don't know what's gonna happen in that gate or on that truck. It's not no promise that you'll get out that gate right. It ain't promised to you.
Well, hey, George, it must be somebody wanting to talk to you. Let's see, 301-848-4879, you're on.
What's going on, y'all?
Who is this?
French.
Oh, French Montana, what's going on, man?
Ain't nothing much, man. What's going on?
I'm just ripping it up with one of the baddest, one of the old school grudge racers, man. Big George, man, giving us a little history and telling us he ain't scared of no class racers. So, you know, just kicking it with
What's
Big
going
George
on,
right
George?
Now.
What's going on?
This little JD, man.
What's up, JD?
What's going on, man? How you doing?
I can't complain. Trying to hold on. Get my little daughter ready for you. My daughter, my young daughter, she turned 16. She gonna run. She gonna get in that young gun racing just to get y'all.
Ain't nothing wrong with
that. God damn it, Big George. You got dirt. You going in hard, ain't it, Big George?
Oh, man, I ain't
wrong with that.
Boys,
I can't
man.
Huh? I say ain't nothing wrong with that. Nothing but a race.
Yeah. That's right, that's right, that's right. I'm going to let her take care of y'all with that Camaro.
I mean, that a parrot can talk. It don't do everything that it talks, though.
Oh, well. Well, she come from my blood, so it ain't really, it don't really make no difference.
Yeah, but you act like I don't got it in my blood either, though.
Oh, yeah, I had you on these my wing. You still ain't got over the frostbite yet.
Yeah.
Hey, little dude.
I'm here.
Hey, don't you tell the boys what happened to your very first experience of a real car.
Oh, mine?
Yeah.
What about it? I think I did pretty good. Not saying no. I said I did good.
Okay. Well, that's
hold on, you want me to clarify it? Honestly, I was faster than a lot of people did.
Oh, yeah, you did good. Yeah, you actually did good. You got hot. I ain't going to take that from you.
I mean, that's my first time. Who knows when I'll get back to it. But like I say, it happened when it happened. But I ain't worried about nobody, you know. But the main thing is I ain't out to prove a point to nobody. And that's what a lot of people are trying to do.
Right. You're
if y'all listening. And I hope everybody is listening. That's all they're trying to do is prove a point to somebody in the things and go mess around and get yourself hurt. When my time is ready, I'll be straight.
So you is running a young guns race?
Who knows? It's February. That don't happen until June.
Yeah, I heard something about it.
Uh-oh, we got another microphone open, Big George, one of them damn Philly boys, 610-656-2422. Your microphone is open.
What's happening, JB? What's happening, Big George?
What's going on?
Not too much, man. Trying to earn a living. That's about it, though. Another day, another dollar. You know how it is.
Yeah.
It's going to get better.
Yeah.
So, you got any boys, Pizza Gangster, down there in Georgia racing tonight?
Nah. I don't know. A couple boys out of New York. I don't know if Petey went down there or not. I heard he was going to go down there with a couple cars. I don't know if they made the trip. I tried to get a hold of them.
I talked to Petey earlier, and I just, well, actually, he just PM'd me just now. He said he won't go be able to make it.
No. Yeah, they were talking about it last week. They were working on one of the cars. That's as far as I knew about it.
Yeah, I was just watching the live feed, and the world record for Outlaw Radio was just broken by Kevin Mullins.
Yeah, he's there.
Well, do you see Duck put up? Anybody that sits next to him, he's posting 10,000. For anybody want to sit on 28th? Is that the boy that he sits on 28th?
Oh no, that's you talking about. That's Brian Davis, ain't it?
I don't know. I just heard him put. It went over to PA that Duck was putting up 10 grand, and anybody wanted to sit next to him.
I think that's Brian Davis with Chucky. He they put out a call out tonight. Any car that sits on 28th, no time, he'll put up 10 grand to run him.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
What kind of car he got?
He got a Mustang on 28th, small block, nitrous.
Oh yeah.
Well, you're not feeling froggy, are you, Big George? You ain't going to ride down to Georgia tonight, are you?
No, I ain't riding down to Georgia. No. We'll be past one time.
Big George better try to kick some ass at home before he go out of town.
hey, running bear.
Yeah.
We taking it back like Spence, old Spence used to do, man. We going back in time. We going back in time now. You know,
I'm trying to figure it out. I didn't mean to cut y'all off. What is the big deal Everybody trying to make over class racing versus grudge races. No time versus class. Like, what is the big deal? Or maybe I'm just dumb.
Who is it, Rick?
That's French.
Nah.
That's French Montana. Lil Gray.
Oh, nobody made nobody. I don't see why it should be a problem. You know,
I don't understand. Like this grudge racing, this peripheral racing is getting whack. I'm going to be honest with you. It needs to be restarted. Because everybody just is dumb. Like, what's the difference? Besides, you put NT on your window.
Hey, look, I'm going to tell you what the difference is. And a lot of people don't realize it. And if you was looking at that video that KB was looking at, what the man announced on that video, the guy.
I can't hear you, sir.
The what now?
I said I couldn't hear you.
Okay. If you're looking at the video that JB is looking at from down south, the difference is these guys run these runs that show. The guy was 20 with weight in his car, right?
Mm-hmm.
You understand? The man had about 200 or 300 pounds of weight in his car, and he went 420. He went 420. Mm-hmm. So if he takes that weight up, what are you going to do?
I mean, to me, honestly, it's just simple. Either if you know he's 420 and you know you can't get there, leave him alone.
Exactly right.
I mean, like, it ain't that hard.
If you know he's 420, okay, and say you 420 also. Now, you doing everything you can do. You ain't got no weight in your car. This man take out 200 or 300 pounds out of his car. What's going to happen?
You don't know what's going to happen because it's racing. He can blow the tires off. You ain't guaranteed to go A to B, just like you ain't guaranteed to wake up.
But so you ain't guaranteed for him to blow the tires off.
Right.
So
if you're scared to take a gamble, then don't run them. Like, it ain't that hard.
What you got to do is use your own head. If you want to go out there and run somebody, fine. If the next man don't want to go out there and run somebody, then that's on him.
That's what I just said. Either you're going to run them or you're not going to run them. Like, it ain't that hard.
What you asking, what was the difference? That is the difference. You know,
I'm just saying people making a big deal of it, which is, it ain't no big deal. Like, it's not. Flying Brian was down south right now. He grudge races, and he shows his time. So everybody know he's 30. And he's still grudge race. People still run him. It's a gamble that you take. Like, it ain't no guarantee win anyway.
Well, you're right about that. There ain't no guarantee win at no race.
Period.
Then again, there is a guarantee win. I mean, you just gotta use your own head when you grudge racing somebody.
Right. I mean, I'm not gonna be dumb and run somebody that's extremely out of my class. You know, I mean, that's just common sense. But I look at it. If you gotta come to somebody asking, you don't need to be running them. Like, that's you already coming begging, right or wrong.
If you come begging, then you're doing, as far as I'm concerned, you're doing the wrong thing.
That's there you go. Now you know. I mean, that's just, come on.
Let me open this last mic up because we had a mic come open. 301-904-1909. Your mic is open. Who am I speaking with?
JB, this is Derek Barnes, a.k.a. Kryptonite. What's up, fellas?
What's going on, Derek?
How y'all doing?
Yeah, I'd like to hear. Now, look, straight out of your mouth, I'm going to put you in a situation. I'm gonna put you in a situation. Say Kryptonite.
Yeah.
Say Kryptonite is at MIR.
He's got that piece himself.
Say if Kryptonite is at MIR, and let's just say, all right. Let me put you. Let's just say Kenny Leach pop up, and you know Kenny Leach run Ultra Street. You know that car.
Okay.
You know what it run. Would you run that car?
Yeah.
See, all right, but that's the thing. And see, I respect you for that because a man just called me and, you know, a man texted me earlier and said, look, man,
this right here is getting out of hand. And he was like, man, look, he said, man, do you know, now, in Florida a couple weeks ago, I'm not going to say who the two cars were, but there was a class car ran by a street truck, well, S10. And, I mean, the S10 knocked off the class car. Now, that, you know, that brought up a lot of, you know, a lot of hell. Oh, man, why he and ain't nobody going to run him now because he running class cars. But the thing is, I like how he brought it back. He said, look, if y'all would have looked at the video, the class car I ran knocked the tires off, never made a hit. So who is they say with the truck run?
Exactly.
That's all I mean,
exactly.
David. Yeah.
You know, that happened to me. I ran a guy that loved to run index. And I knew what he ran. I also knew what my car was. And I knew him. And he had a tube chassis up. My car back half and 300 pounds heavy. But I knew what I could do to him at the three to mix all that up. See, that's the difference. If you know what you're doing and you know who you're running and somebody that you don't know and they come to you on the race. Now, that's the difference. I mean, if another man had a Beretta that looked like this guy's and I didn't know who he was and never seen the car, I probably wouldn't have raced him. You know, but this guy, by him having a small block, and I was 300-400 pounds lighter than he is, his car and his driving didn't fit me.
Well, I totally hear you on that, Running Bell.
Yeah, I hear you too. I just think that everybody, I mean, it's like you said, it's just getting blown out of proportion. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. It's like people just want to have something to argue about or try to make a point. Like, and it's not a valid point. Like,
well, let's
it's
see.
Not,
we got
to me. I think it's
really,
the grudge guys are scared.
Thank you.
Basically,
I mean,
saying
what
that you know you got to.
What is the difference between this man showing his time and this man not? Michael Martin, a prime example. Flash racer / grudge racer. William Brown, flash racer / grudge racer. Carolina Kid, flash racer / grudge racer. Pause. Hold up. Listen. Steven Jackson, killing time. Flash racer / grudge racer. You still got to go to A to B. I don't understand it. Y'all act like because it's a flash racer, it's a guaranteed win or somebody going to know what you run. Okay, if somebody knows what you run, that's I mean, what? They know what you run. They know not to run you. Either they're going to run you or they're not. Like, people will just make a big deal out of it.
So, are you going to run somebody you know much faster than you?
I think the big deal and not in a grudge match, but in a shootout.
Yeah.
That's running back.
If it's a shootout, I don't care who it is, honestly.
I think George had a good question to somebody. George, who is that question? Who is that question aimed toward?
It's aimed to who I last said should be class racers and grudge racers, right? But would he run somebody he know would run way faster than he is?
No, it's not a gun
Listen to what you're saying. So if you run somebody, only thing you're gonna have is confusion. People not gonna run them. Don't nobody have no money. It's money fucked up. Everybody trying to hustle. You won't be able to get a clear bet in the stands or nothing if you run somebody that just went through a certain time. That's why you have problems right now. No grudge races are taking place in Lester's favor. That's why it's fucked up.
I like my grandfather say, either you're going to run or you're not.
Okay,
I mean, when it comes down to it, is that simple?
So what you're
like
saying,
if a class racer comes to me, I'm not even going to say class racer. If somebody comes to me, the one that shows the time and one that doesn't, and I know that they're faster than me, no, I can't run you. It ain't that. Now, if y'all happen to line up, We all line up.
Yeah, but you have a clear argument on both sides. I mean, if you want to race and try your hand, but you gonna throw your hand away either side. You gonna throw your hand away both ways. I mean,
okay. But now let me ask you something. Sometimes you have to throw your hand away to get hands to come in, right or wrong. Sometimes you gotta lose money to make more money.
Okay, bingo. Who gonna benefit? Who gonna benefit?
I'm not going to say no names, but I was down there.
No, I just asked you who will benefit.
When two cars lined up beside each other, and they both showed their times, and they are highly favored grudge cars, down at Buzz Creek, both times were shown. What changed? Nothing. Except I knew what he ran, and people still ran him. And he still won
money. I'm going to give you a good example. Was you down there when I ran Troublemaker?
Yeah.
Okay, most people said I was a fool. Most folks said I did all right just to show I could run him. But my whole problem wasn't actually to run him because I knew he went. My attack because he ran his mouth, and I felt that he was too cocky. But it was really all honesty. I thought I had a chance in my cars right, but he wouldn't even play fast to the break. So, I mean, didn't nobody bet. Didn't nobody bet but me. Who want to see that?
I don't understand what you hit
in the room. Like,
that was your decision.
Okay, but, I mean, that's just how I am. I don't care. It don't bother me.
That's what I'm saying. Everybody's different. Like, I respect you. Like, that, you a gambling man. You gamble your ways differently than what I would gamble mine. Like, if I know you're gambling, I don't have no problem admitting, I'm not going to be faster than him. I'm not going to beg either. So, faster than me. Find somebody in your class. That's how I roll. You're just straight all out ruthless, and I respect that.
But just trying to stay in your league, that's why you got people that most blood races not happening, because the same thing. They're afraid to take an L. It's simple. I mean...
But I'm not okay. Anything can happen. But when I mean that, I ain't afraid to take a L. What do we look like sitting beside Steven Jackson? I mean, well, honestly. Or okay, we have to take him, Mike Hill, a pro model like that. I mean, some things is just like common sense. Like, I ain't just gonna get nobody my money away. That's why I say in your class, meaning if you are. I'm not even going to say nothing about no dumb tire size or none of that. I hate that. If you're a big block and you back half, we'll take a gamble on motor. Plain and simple. What is so hard about that? Heads up.
But do you, how old are you? I mean, don't bypass that one. You remember V Street, right? Back in the, I can give you later than the 80s. You remember back in the 80s on V Street?
You talking to me?
Yeah, from you.
I wasn't even born in the 80s, man.
Oh, okay. I can't give you an example. But back then when your grandfather and father was racing, there wasn't even, guys would leave tracks and come down Puerto Rican Avenue, Hawaii Avenue, and down Leesburg Road, and they got it in. But now you have a different breed of racers.
Right.
A different breed of racers. They make excuses. That's why you make excuses for back half. Two or three stages nice against one stage. One bigger top. That's really not grudge racing.
Thank you, isn't it?
So,
George.
I mean, you know, this is, hello?
George.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Who are you talking to, George?
I'm talking to somebody. I don't know. I ain't talking to you, no.
Talking to me.
Hey, can we use Mr. Bad Company? Can we use this? I said, this Mr. Bad Company. Can we use nigga on this show?
Yeah, you can.
No.
y'all niggas are born. Hey, y'all niggas born the hell out of me, man. What the hell are y'all talking? Is this a damn a TV talk show? Is this Oprah or something? What the fuck is y'all talking about?
No, we're just trying.
Hey, we just going on what the topic was.
Let me ask you a question. Are y'all niggas about to, hey, George, y'all niggas about to make love or something? Y'all get rid of something. What the hell is you talking about?
But now we talking about class races versus drug races. I mean, he's the one going on. I mean, I don't really come on. I mean, but everybody not like me.
Yeah, well, can y'all change the subject or something? Y'all niggas killing me. If you can't beat Steven Jackson, you stand in the goddamn way. You just take a chance. Him not been fucking. We ain't talking about no. I don't know what y'all talking about. I'm about to go to sleep. I'm on my feet now, though. Y'all forgive me.
Hey, Bobby, can he beat him on the line?
Uh-oh.
Can it beat him online?
Well, he got an ass woman coming too. I mean,
can it be?
I don't know how fast it is, but he got an ass woman coming. Well, he might not got. He gonna get one. He gonna take one. But one is on the way down there because he's looking good at the end of the year last year.
Can it beat him? You still on the line?
Yeah, I'm listening to all this stuff. I'm going to give one or take one or the other.
Hey, Kenny. I thought somebody was about to make love just now, but I was sitting there waiting on the damn clock. These niggas talking about who they going to run and not going to run, man. Say something. Damn.
Hey, look, Van Company, this one has been too long and too anticipated to get to the good weather. We all like a damn crack addict. It ain't had no crack in a long time, ready itching to get out there.
Hey, somebody must got cabin fever or something, man. I'm like, what are they talking about? I don't know what y'all talking about. But you look good at the end of the year last year, Kenny.
Do what?
I said, you look good at the end of the year with that Mustang last year, so we figure we're going to get like for the flight and play with the rest of y'all big guys. So that's how it's going to go.
Yeah, man. I'm looking forward to that Mustang, man. I think we only got like 4 runs on it last year.
It just got
started. So I'm hoping to have a whole lot of fun with that.
All right, well,
Kenny.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Kenny. So I guess since you get your Chevelle retired, you got your Mustang on.
Hey, George, Chevelle is not retired. I got some few little plans for that. I just ain't got a game plan on the horsepower I wanna do yet. I don't know what I wanna do. Depends on how my pocketbook is. If I have a good year, you might see it out before the end of the year. If I have a bad year, you might as well put that bitch in retirement.
Yeah, you done got a new toy in there, so we can go ahead and get you on your mistakes. You sweet. So we'll catch you on your mistakes.
Hey, George, don't ever count that Chevelle out now. If enough money come up, I can make it happen in about 2 nights, and we can be at the drag strip. All somebody got to do is lock some shit in.
Hey boys, we got a couple mics open and 401-253-1299 and 540-353-1234. Who are you on? Your mic is on. Who am I speaking with? 540 area code. All right, I guess they went on. Who is that?
Yeah, I don't know who that is.
All right, well, 301-684-0063.
That's me. That's Pam. That's Mr. Bang.
What about 301-888-2332?
Damn, that's a lot of eight.
What's phone number? It's always this.
That's four, man.
Okay, well, we got some. Is this Philly 404-783-2433? Who is that?
This is Marvin from Atlanta. Hey, man, I was just listening to you guys. I'm not a car racer. I'm a motorcycle racer. Actually, that same topic is coming up in the motorcycle racing, too, as well. And I run Pro Street, right? So they had They had a 8-bike grudge fest that was down in Valdosta. And
okay.
I entered my bike in it. And, of course, with my bike, since in my race, my class, they throw the time up. Guys talk so much. They rag me about me getting to the grudge race because I end up winning the grudge race. But I with y'all. Race is a race. It don't care what if they throw the time up, if they don't throw the time up. Everybody knew my time. I figured I can beat all them bikes, so I entered it. You know. But they talked about me like a dog. Why you in there? You know you out of your class. Well, you know you was out of our class. I'm like, hell, anybody could enter the race, right?
You're right.
Yeah, so
that's right.
Yeah, they, man. I mean, I got. They talk about me bad about that, man.
But let me ask you a question.
What's up?
Yes. All them guys that was in that shootout knew your time. And
right.
if all of them backed out of racing because they knew your time, they knew they couldn't beat you, then they're racing by yourself, right?
Yeah. Right.
Okay. Now, would you say, okay, I won't run my bike and let them other guys run?
Oh, hell no. I'll run my bike because I think I can win.
Okay, but you're running by yourself and everybody backed out because they already know your time. They know they can't outrun your bike.
You saying that's what they should have did?
No. I'm asking you the question. I'm just asking the question.
No, they shouldn't. Because, I mean, if they already knew my time, they got a chance. They're like, I got a chance. I mean, if I run my best pass, it's going to be whatever number I got to run. And I'm assuming that they thought that they can beat my best time, you know. Yeah. Or either
I made a messed up or either anything, you know. So, but if I ran my best time and they ran their best time, I don't know. But,
you're missing the point.
If I go to a track on any given day, I'm going to tell y'all the God's honest truth, right? This Mr. Bag coming. If I go to track on any given day and I figure I can beat the whole thing and y'all know my time, y'all better bail out because I'm getting in it.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Hey, when I start swinging at that, y'all better duck. I swear, if I think I can beat the whole thing, I'm gonna get some money in my pocket. I don't really like that shootout stuff because you gotta run your car too many times in one night. But if I think
no,
I can beat everybody out there,
no, you don't.
I'm going on to my dad. You say you don't?
Yeah, but what I'm saying, you know, so everybody got a good point when they start
right.
talking. You know, it all depends on what you want to do.
Right.
Why do you say you don't got to run your car too many times in a shootout?
Yes, you do. I had to run my bike like about five times that night.
Yeah. I mean, to me, that's a lot of times when I can get one grudge race. But if I think I can beat, I'm gonna dive in. You know what I'm saying? If I think I can stand a good chance. I see what's happening on the field that night. I'm jumping in.
That's how you feel, Bad Company.
That's how I feel, baby.
My man.
That's how I'm going head first.
Hey, Bad Company.
Yeah.
So if you say you know Kenny Beecham can ride a little bit, you going on him anyway, huh?
Man, I'm going on anyway. Hey, I stripped down Summer Duck one night, Big George, and shit, I couldn't get in to make no time runs because. They had this class, this street class thing going on, and Kenny Beecham got it running, man. I stuck my car in it, right? I started knocking their asses down, and I messed around and broke my rib when I sat beside Kenny Beecham, but I didn't know it was him, though. But I was knocking their asses. I said, I'm going to get this money and go on.
Hey, Pat.
You remember that, Kenny? Hey, Kenny Beecham, you remember that?
I don't remember that. I remember reading Summer Duck a bunch of times. But I don't remember that. Would I have my car or would I drive a jeans car?
You was in a Chevelle. Y'all was in a Chevelle. Y'all had it like one. Y'all got a street thing once a year. And the first time I bought my car and I got you on tape, but I didn't know it was you though.
Oh yeah, you went down. Is that for that big dog shit?
Yeah, whatever y'all big day is down some of the we gotta have street ties and mufflers or something like that. But I jumped in there. Shit, I had knocked down like four people and I sat beside you and my rear blew up. But I was gonna get that money. I said, this easy money right here.
Hey, yeah, back then that would have been some easy money.
Hey, Bad Company.
Yes, sir.
He don't remember when you was lying upside. He don't want to remember that one.
Hey, George. Hey, George. I remember all them ass whippings. Look, hey, look, like you just said. You said when you first got on the show, we can't win them all. And I guarantee you, I'm going to go this year, and I guarantee you I'm going to lose some too.
Hey, is Mr. Bad Company still on?
I'm still right here.
All right, well, I got a number I'm going to read off to you because I think I know who this person is. 240-882-1159. Your mic is open.
Go ahead, talking. I'm just listening.
Okay, because there was a person on here, the mic I just read, there was a person on here talking shit about you earlier.
They're talking shit about me?
No, the mic I just opened, 240-882-1159.
I think my homeboy, man, he ain't going to talk no shit about me. That's my homeboy. I think that's Troy.
The number sound like Troy. You know who
it is.
No,
but that you know.
Who are they talking shit to me?
No, hey, your son.
I ain't talking shit.
Son,
you talking
your,
shit. You do want to talk shit? I'm just listening.
Yeah, your son, hey, Mr. Bad Company, your son was on here talking shit about this person just about a while ago.
Who is he talking about? I'm going to see if I can back him up. Who my son was talking about?
A certain Mustang Burgundy.
Man, I know y'all ain't talking about who I think. You talking about Kenny? The other Kenny? Man, hey, I will tell you what I'm going to do for Kenny. I will put that 13-inch cucumber in him. That's easy work right there.
That's what everybody say.
That's easy. I ain't going to talk no shit to Kenny. He beat me, you know what I mean? He beat me. I ain't making no excuses. But Lord have mercy. He is number one. Not number one, but he on the early part of my list. I hope he don't wait till the end of the summer and all that old foolishness. But
you can make it the first week the track open. You ready? We ain't got to do no whole lot of talking.
That's why you're talking, because you know I ain't ready yet. That's why you're talking
well,
that shit.
Well, I tell you what you do. That's why I asked you, are you ready? So if you ain't ready, then shut them up. Don't talk.
Hey,
Bad Company.
Hey, boy, you talking that shit?
That's right. Don't talk. I'm going to tell you like this. Yeah, I'm smoking that shit, yeah. Anybody that wants to come in here just like me, and I think I can beat them, I ain't begging, I ain't asking for shit. I will run you. Simple as that. Win or lose, it doesn't matter.
I want the break there. God damn it.
Hey, listen here, Mr. Tough Guy.
If I think I can beat you, I'm going
to
race you. Simple as that. It ain't hard.
Let me explain something to you,
hey,
Mr.
Kenny.
Tough Guy.
Hey, Kenny,
you
ain't got to explain nothing.
You better mention your ass and go down the bottom this year, too.
I'm running 8 miles only. That's where I'm running, 8 miles.
It's mighty funny you said that when you raced me. But look at every one of your tapes, your ass is going clean out of bottom.
Yeah, coasting down the bottom. When I hit the 8 miles,
you running,
I'm
running, nigga. You running. I've seen
shit.
Damn black smoke coming out your
you
shit.
You ain't never seen me go all the way through. You ain't never seen me go all the way through.
You know where I live at. Come on my house right now. Let's bet right now. Let's bring you $100. Make $200 right here right now. I'll show you going out the bottom
well,
of the car right
what,
now.
Well, I'll tell you what, then. The fastest I ever been through the quarter when I started running 8 miles, the fastest I ever been through, I ain't been up over 120 miles now through the quarter. So how the hell I'm running all the way through?
I said let's bet.
I ain't got to bet.
That's all you
got to
do.
You
know where I'm at.
You're going to lose. And you ain't going to pay me because you
don't,
can't.
Don't you worry about me losing, nigga.
I don't run all the way through the quarter.
I pay your money. You're going to get some more money. Come over here. I'll show you that you got that car screaming going through the bottom.
I bet you it's not. My shift light not even on. So how the hell am I going all the way through with it?
I said, let's bet. All you can do is get some money. You can make some money. Let's just make a
bet. that's crazy. I ain't gonna bet you because I know I don't run through the court.
Which one of y'all want to take my money if I think that I'm right and I'm wrong? Which one of y'all want to take my money and fall everybody to say?
Well, I'll tell you what I do. I'll tell you what I do.
I'll take it.
Well, I'll tell you what I do. I'll take that bet and I'll bring all of my tickets and show you the quarter mile time on.
Man, maybe the shit was only running 122 miles an hour. I know you had your foot in it at the time.
You can look at the ET and all. It doesn't matter. You can look at the ET and all. It don't matter.
I can.
I never ran the car all the way through the quarter mile.
Hey, your ass in trouble, man.
Hey,
your ass is in trouble.
Only thing I can tell you is you got to bring ass in order to get some ass. Remember that.
Your ass is in trouble.
Okay.
I ain't never heard you talk so rough and tough in all my life.
What? Put it like this. I'm not scared to race, okay? I ain't scared to race. And Kenneth Beeson, listen, I already told him we're going to do it again, too. If he show up, if he be at Buzz Creek next Saturday, we're going to race. It's something like that.
Are you going to race at the beginning of the year?
You goddamn right. Fuck it. Why not? Like Kenneth said, some people like to start from the bottom and work away. It don't matter to me. I'll start from the bottom, the top, the middle. It don't matter. I'm going to run your ass.
So March 1st, is this going down?
Yeah, me and Kenneth already talked. If I'm at that track and he at that track, that race is going to happen.
Yeah, that's what Kenneth said. Kenneth called me on the phone when they were talking trash on Facebook. He said, we had the same track, same day. I told him I was planning on going March 1st, do a little testing, and he said, we'll get it done for the day, Zach.
There it is. Y'all,
You don't have to lock it in. If I tell you I'm going to race you, I will race you the day that I tell you I'm going to race you.
Dang.
That ain't hard.
Now you starting to scare me now. You talking too rough and tough now. You starting to scare
me.
No,
I'm not. Same thing with you. If you at the track and I'm at the track with my car, we going to race.
Yeah, all right. Nice
going
to see that.
I'm not going back then.
Hey, be yours.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard Kenny talk that rough and tough, man?
Oh, yeah, he's been talking. Kenny, I can't say nothing to him. I mean,
He's trying to scare me now, George.
I'm not trying to scare you. I ain't trying to scare you. I know you ain't scared to race. I know you a race.
Yeah, well, come on, baby.
Hey, bad company.
Yes, sir.
Kenny coming up the right.
Yeah, he is, man. He's getting a whole lot of scholarship lately, boy. God damn, he made a whole lot of improvement. He's decent. Yeah, he's coming out there. I'm just picking with him. I'm gonna race him again. I gotta race him again. I mean,
hey, bad company.
Yeah.
Bad company, but he gonna have a bad day. Bad company.
Yeah. Hey. Y'all ever see Ray Charles?
Huh?
I see y'all see Ray Charles when with that boy tell him it's cold out there, Ray. It's cold out there. Hey, Kenny, with the Mustang.
That
Kenny
Beach,
another Kenny. When you get out there,
that water,
boy, it's cold out
here.
Kenny Beach is
still
on there?
Yeah,
Kenny Beach,
I'm on here.
Shannon, you listening? He said,
yeah, I'm listening.
Hey, what do you think about we just get there and run straight off the trailer, no test pass?
God damn.
Kenny's scared of that.
God damn.
That's the way I was going to run the sled. And he called me and told me he sold his car, so that ain't going to happen.
We can do that. I don't see a problem with that.
Who's Kenny? Is that big head Kenny talking about running somebody out of the trailer?
That's him, man. That's Kenny. That's Kenny talking that way,
don't
man.
Don't tell me that's Weeby talking.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Hey, Kenny, you know I don't have no luck running off the trailer, but, I mean, shit, you know, I'm always up to trying something.
Yeah. I want to know why you want to run people that he can't beat off the trailer.
I think you got a date if you show up and if you race.
Well, Lord willing, I'm here. We got to race. You got to wait once. Already, got away.
I'll run you before that date.
Well, I can accommodate that.
Did
I got some testing
down
to do first.
When?
I got some testing to do first.
There you go with that bullshit. There you go with that bullshit. Yeah, that's all you want to do. You're going to go to track. You're going to test. You want to test. You go get there at 1 o'clock.
Let me finish. I got some testing to do. If you want to get beside me while I'm testing, that probably be your best bet. Because you're not going to beat me. You might not beat me there. I'm going to help you out and give you a win.
He said, hey, I'll take them anywhere I can get them. Hey, it's all about getting paid. I'll take them anywhere I can get them.
That's probably not the only way you're going to get it.
Well, as long as I get paid, that's all that matters.
That, all that running on the trailer stuff, you trying to run away from a race.
No, how am I trying to run away? It's a gamble.
That's true.
It's a gamble. That ain't
you're
running from no race.
You right, and honestly, I like that because I like doing it myself.
Well, why you want to do it?
I know. I didn't say I would do it. I said we got that race. Did you say they're going to hold the track open until I come up? If I get there late, they still going to mean you're going to be the
first. No. Here's the deal. I want to run other people besides you in one day, okay? So June 14th, you need to have your ass in the lane at 1 o'clock. 1 o'clock. Hey, Kenny, you need to have your ass in the lane ready to race at 1 o'clock, June 14th.
Kenny. Well, we don't need to be at Dan Capital. We need to be at, Z-Max. Yeah, you trying to do all this at one time.
I'm not going to run you. If we're going to run right off the trailer, I can't run nobody else until I run you. So if you're going to run me at 8 o'clock at night.
Then we're in this right here. Who you want to lock in to run off the trailer first?
You.
All right, well, then say no more then. I can accommodate that.
In the lane by, that's going to start at 12. In the lane at 2:30. That's good for you?
That gets enough. I got there about 1 o'clock last time.
You got an hour and a half to get your ass to the lane. You need somebody to show you where the lane at?
Nah, you had to show me where it was at last time, didn't you? I think I got up there before you did.
Yeah, I bagged you. Only reason you was up there before me because I bagged your ass for 3 hours to race.
Oh, man, you ain't bagged me. I didn't want to race.
I bagged you 3 hours
to race. I wanted to race.
I bagged you for 3 hours to race, man. Your ass was scared.
I tell you what. We see who's scared. We see who's scared at the next package. Like you said, we probably could do it a little earlier than that then. Come on down.
Waiting.
Come on downstairs, Bill. You can come down there.
I'll be waiting. If I'm in Fayetteville and you in Fayetteville, I will approach you and ask you to race.
You got action. You come down there.
All right. Well, let me. We got two more mics just opened up. 240-691-6184 and 347-791-3801. Your mic is open. Who am I on with? 347-791-3801. Your mic is open. Who am I speaking with? All right, somebody that went on mute. What about 240-691-6184? All right, well, both of them going on mute.
Yeah, they might fight. you have another mode in your car, Kenny?
Yeah. You might got two of them in there. You might got two more is the way he's talking.
I'm from the kid with the red one. And you got another mode in your car?
Yeah.
Is there any way you could let me hold 220 and a 10 to bang a little straighter? What? You talking cash shit this evening, man. Let me write this thing down. What's going on?
No, I just want to race. Just stop some of these mouths from yapping. Everybody want to talk shit, but everybody act like they're scared to lose.
Man, I hear you. Like the old people say, I hear you, boy. God damn. I won't really come to track on the first. I'll be there now. I'm coming there. Just on the like to you and Kenny Beach, I'm going to be there. I got to see what's going on with you. See what motor you got in your car.
Man, come here. It's a baby motor. Ask Kenny. He's seen it.
I had to go check him out, man. I don't know what the hell's going on with
Kenny. I'm the one with the baby motor. I ain't got no big motor.
I got a little junkyard dog, something I put together.
That's all I got. That's all I got. Some junk put together. That's it. There ain't nothing special about it.
Look, I still say I got the Camaro, but I had 4 passes in that Mustang, two at Fayetteville and 2 at Maryland that day. And man, I had a blast with that little teeny car. I have a ball with that thing. I'm excited as shit to get down on the first.
Man, yeah, you looking good. That was the last day the track last year, right? You know, Kenny was racing on the last day, right?
I don't know. Was it the last day, Kenny, or the weekend before that? It was close to the last day.
It was the last day.
Yeah, last day. And then y'all gonna open it right back up. God damn, boy, y'all making this exciting. This is shit I'm talking about, man. I don't want to hear that love-making shit Big George never talking about.
Hey, Bear Company, we didn't buy them to let them sit in the garages and look at them. We brought them to use them.
Hell no,
y'all
man. I can't wait to get back out there with y'all.
Hey, y'all better watch what you're saying. So C-Mass is working. C-Mass is working. C-Mass on A. Hey. C-Mass is on the look, on the prowl. Y'all just keep right on talking.
Yes, sir.
Happy you might be ready. On the first, too, huh?
George, you going to be there on the first?
I might be there on the first with the car.
All right, well, come on in there. Look, we got all day. What if we run like 2 or 3 people?
Yes, sir. Dang. Man, I ain't never heard Kenny talk like that, man. He got me excited, man. This Jack going crazy, man.
He's
got me excited, man. He's talking cat. I ain't even never know he even talk that much, Joe.
I gotta speak up for myself sometime, right?
Yeah, I swear, man. Damn. Yo, you know your hype man. What's your hype man name? With the Philly. I can't think of his name, but that's who always do talk for you. I ain't never heard you talk like this, man. You all right?
Yeah,
alright. Well, I ain't gonna say no more, man. I just want to get on the radio and break Big George and my man before something else happened on there. I had to break that conversation up. So now, put my eyes back on mute. I'm gonna listen to y'all talk. What time does show go off?
10 o'clock.
At 10 o'clock?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna put my phone on mute. If y'all need me, just holler. I'm gonna put my phone on mute. I'm gonna listen to y'all now. Hey, Big George, don't try to do that no more.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, Mike, say what's up. Yeah, you and me both. I'm going to listen, y'all. I'm going to listen. I'm going to listen to y'all. I'm going to put my mute.
So, Weeby, what you're saying is you will run Big Head Kenny this year.
Yeah. I can run him before the 14th. I don't care.
Okay.
A set of lips will say anything. Yeah, we'll see.
Hey, Jay,
how many races did you set up and run last year? You ran how many races last year you set up?
I set up 3 races.
How many of them did you run?
My car broke, so I ain't run but one.
Now, how many races you got set up already?
3.
How many?
3.
And it's going to take you all year to run those 3 races.
I bet you in the first 2 months all 3 of them races will be over with.
I'll be waiting. I don't know who the other 2 people is, but I'll be waiting.
Man, I ain't even worried about you. I don't even know why the hell you even want to fuck with me.
I guess you think I'm worried about you.
When it comes to racing, you the least person I would think that you want to waste my time racing. The only reason I want to race is because you think you're with me.
Hey, every man got an opinion. Everybody think what they want to think. I haven't seen you beat nobody.
Evidently, you ain't been looking at no DVDs or no videos because I've been racing since 2009 on grudge racing down south with my Burgundy car. So evidently, you ain't been looking. I don't stay in one area and race. I just started racing
Maryland and Virginia in the last year, because ain't nobody really want to race. Not trying to take nothing away from the DMV, but I just went down south to race. My first time seeing you was at the Outer Banks. The first time you saw me, I heard what you said. God, that's a badass to do my thing.
Now the first time I saw you, you couldn't even get out of track, and you were smoking.
Yeah, well, I had to stop blocking there. I ain't making no excuses, but I still was doing what I needed to do, though. You ain't want to fuck
me. I got a stock block, too.
Hey, yeah. Weeby Cooper, I think your worst nightmare just signed up right now, 484-832-2153. Your mic is open.
What's up, fellas?
Oh, my God.
That's your worst nightmare right there.
I could have sworn I just heard Weeby saying he ain't scared of anybody. I was like, wait a second.
I ain't scared of none of the things. I ain't scared of nothing. Hey, look, I went and bought a pink cover for my phone just so I could keep looking at it. I ain't worried about no damn pink warrior. Pink warrior going down.
Yeah. Magic shoot. I got my magic shoot. It's cool.
Hey, look. I opened another microphone, too. He a little quiet tonight. I don't know why he's quiet. 804-769-0482.
Shit, I didn't even know I was on here.
Yeah,
well,
you on here.
You where the hell are you saying, Black Magic?
I ain't doing nothing, man.
What's the rumor? Is the slut sold or not? Is it true or false?
Yeah, it's gone.
Don't be lying.
Why I gotta lie? Anybody that know me don't know Carly come to my house got a permanent home.
The rumors been flying that it's been false. That's what I was wondering.
I like no Weeby. You what day was you at my house?
All I know is after this bounty went up on me last week, you sold the car.
You said a bounty went up.
I gotta go check.
Someone put a bounty on me, and next thing you know, you sold your car. I was like, oh, he's out of the running.
Shit, I still want. I'm going to collect that bounty if they have it with my new car.
No.
I'm going to collect that with my new car.
He is big. He's white, all white.
Hey, hold on. Let me see. 682-241-6165. Your mic is open.
Yeah, that was an accident, man. I'm just trying to listen to the show.
Oh, my bad, man.
No.
Cut him off.
Yeah, what's going on, man? I think he clicked the one button on mistake, so.
So what's the rules with this bounty now that I'm on the line? How do I collect as much money as I possibly can? Because Weeby ain't going to be no problem.
You keep on taking. Hey, I like being a person that like you ain't going to do nothing. You got to watch it. And you're going to find out for yourself about magic. That's why You keep thinking it's
no run. I'm packing my shoe with a bunch of magic dust. So hopefully when the shoe comes open, you disappear for good.
Hey, all I want to know is where do you collect the bounty at?
That's what I'm trying to find out.
Who do I turn you into?
You collect the bounty from Carlos Wells.
Okay. We going to the bottom, Joe.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we want
JD.
That's what I like. That's what I like to hear. You Southerners don't like to, you know, go that far.
So JD. So if I pull a shootout on Joe, that means I automatically get the bounty too, right?
You have if you to pull a shootout. You got no brakes, don't you remember?
man,
you
don't need brakes. He's slow as he is.
That's true.
Hey, I might be slow, but I can beat you.
Oh, shit. Oh, no, let me see. I can't believe this slut's gone.
Yeah, she gone. She ain't got... She know when she came with me, she ain't have a permanent home.
That's true.
I done sold a lot. I done sold a... Shit, I done had 50 cars in the last 10 years, but she know she ain't have a shot. That was your nightmare. You ought to be glad it's gone.
I'm so happy it's gone.
You should be. The dude promised me, though. He said, I asked him, I said, what you going to do to it? You know how when somebody gets your stuff, you always want to be curious of what they're going to do.
Yeah.
He told me, he said, man, I promise you one thing. I ain't going to put a headlight in this bitch. That's what he told me. He said, I'm not going to put a headlight in it.
So he said he's going to keep her looking dirty.
That way he said he gonna keep her looking dirty, as JB said, with track marks on all.
Oh,
so look, she ain't got no, the slut ain't had no track marks on her arm. She had rub burns on her pussy.
Oh, oh shit.
On her knees, let, you know.
And let's see who this quiet. We got a quiet caller slipping in here. 301-263-5944. Your mic is open. Who are we speaking with?
It's Jarrell Apollo.
Hey, Jarrell Apollo, I'm going to be honest with you, man. The boy's hard on you, man.
That's all right.
Jarrell Apollo.
Yeah, the boys earlier said they're going to beat you with the streetcar, man.
Yeah, I see that.
Hey, Jarrell.
Yeah.
Tell her what team you're part of.
Yeah.
Oh, Team Outlaw.
There you go. He Team Outlaw. He ain't losing nobody.
Oh, here we go.
Nobody.
Oh, he said I'm going to start suspending 29. Start suspending cop. Bring your ass to track. Y'all got action this year.
Who is that? I hear somebody talking about 29 stock suspension. Who is that?
Don't worry about the headhunter. I'm the headhunter.
Oh, okay. You can hear her, be a hair hunter if we decapitate your ass first.
I'm out of head. I'm cutting y'all fucking heads off. I'm out of head. I'm out of head. I'm running with Virginia Slim, goddammit. I'm going to cut the heads off.
Man, we don't care who you running with.
Virginia Slim. Oh, man, I thought you were talking about somebody. You might as well run with Ronald McDonald.
Yeah, I'm running with Alan Iverson.
What the hell are you talking about, Virginia Slim? I might give him the back tie with Blue Magic.
I tell you what, then. Fuck that. Then you got to show me. I'm from the Show Me State. Show me.
So where the hell is Show? Where are you from? Newport News?
Where the hell you from, Newport News?
Hell no, I ain't from Newport News. I'm fucking from Virginia Beach, motherfucker.
Ain't shit fast in Virginia Beach.
Man, they got
damn hard. They raise
boats in Virginia Beach, don't they?
Yeah, goddamn cigarette boats. What the hell? Goddamn. You must got a boat motor in your car.
Hey, JB, did you hear from Bad Storm at all?
What's going on?
Bag radios, motherfucker.
What's going on? You talking about Bad Storm?
Said you got action.
Yeah, did you hear any from him?
Bad Storm said he will be at Mike Hill's on March 8th, and I told him you were going to be there, so he said you got action if you're there. Huh?
I can't make Mike Hill.
Somebody on speakerphone, man.
Yeah, hold on, let me fix this. Hey, who's on speakerphone, man? I'm going to have to start closing mics, man. Who on speakerphone? That ain't you, is it, Gerald?
No.
All right, let's see. Bad Company, if you didn't hear, Jarrell Apollo is part of Team Outlaws now.
Who is Team Outlaws?
You
that's
Outlaws.
Junkyard.
All time. Somebody you never heard of.
Junkyard
Who is Team
Dogs.
Outlaw?
Team Outlaws
is Junkyard Dogs.
Is Weeby Cooper, Dwayne Robinson and the slut. Well, I don't know. The slut is gone, so I guess he getting a new hoe. And then you got, I guess, Jarrell Apollo, and I don't know the rest.
Hey, JB, this time I got a little itty-bitty hoe.
So you got
little
one of them.
Little itty-bitty hoe.
You got one of them Broad Street bitches.
Yeah, I got one of them little small motherfuckers, 99 pounds soaking wet.
Yeah,
hey, look.
I don't know why I named her Black Maggie. She should name her Olive Oil.
Hey, look here. But tell him, that bitch put out. She put out.
Yeah, that bitch ain't no joke.
She put out.
Team Outlaw. I'm trying to figure out who the hell that is. Team Outlaw. They from Maryland?
Virginia.
You ain't know who the Tennessee Titans was in 1994, did you? Because they didn't exist. But you know them now, don't you?
Nah,
you knew him in 95?
That's the Virginia Outlaws. They don't exist.
Yeah, I ain't looking for no slut. I'm on a common low-down whore.
Man, they don't look no worse than a slut. Hey, look. If that's the case, I'm gonna name this one THOT. Dot. That hole over there.
I want a filthy slut.
I don't know, man. You gotta make sure you're right now.
Yes, sir.
The slut
is filthy, man. What you get rid of the whole foe then? That's what all that. What you get rid of the bitch for?
Cause money talking bullshit walks. That's
right?
Why. The man who bought it wanted it worse than I did.
You only want to get rid of your bottom bitches, man. You don't get nothing that's not one of your top sellers. Get rid of your bottom bitches. Like
man,
me.
that was my bottom bitch.
Nah,
no,
that slut was getting a little. Her stuff was getting a little too loose.
She was getting a little reckless.
Yeah.
I told you, her nickname was Miss Ratchet. The bitch was right ratchet, you know.
Where's Cornbread at tonight?
I think Cornbread playing basketball. Them boys playing basketball tonight.
Man, I need to move up to Maryland so I can have some fun like that.
Hey, JB.
What's up?
Bottom boy so hard on me.
The boys is hard on you, man. Bad Company son said he gonna fuck you up. That's all I know.
Man, I gotta take four plug wires off just to slow down for him.
Oh,
no, Jarrell, what you gotta do is you gotta make a shakedown and let everybody sit back and try to guess what you run.
Yeah.
That's
all
you gotta do. That's why I don't get on Facebook talking, because it ain't nothing to talk about. Do the talking at the track. That's all it is. Show them what you can do at the track.
Jarrell Apollo.
What do you got?
A goat. He got a grazer.
A what?
He ain't got no grazer. He got a Mustang.
That's one of your son's friends.
I got the pro mod.
Hey, nephew.
What's going on?
You better watch your mouth while I slap your damn teeth out. Don't you be talking to me about no stinking ass DPO. You better watch your mouth when you talking to, boy. I ain't know who that was talking about. I figured it was you.
Somebody is at goddamn SGMP right now.
Nah, Ricky Fox just went. I guess that's Ricky Fox just went a 445.
In South Georgia?
Yeah, what's up with all these pink cars? Let's see another pink goddamn Mustang down there, Joe.
Down south?
No, that won't Ricky Fox. That's Shane Crowden just went a 445 and X275.
Okay.
X275 up now?
Yeah, X270. Yo.
I got two cars, so don't get them confused now.
Oh, so you got a Mustang on 28s now?
Yeah, that's the one with Team Outlaw. We been in.
Okay, well,
you
got
to actually
see that. You're in
the
T-Mail, you got
to
actually see that.
This is a side panel middle one, I think.
Hey, Joe.
Can y'all please turn that foolishness down while
we're
talking?
Hey, Joe, I'm coming get that banner, boy.
You can try.
I'm coming get it with the smallest motor in the field. Smallest motor in the field.
Stock suspension 28, you got it.
Stock suspension 28.
All right, come get it.
Look, mine's so small. You know how on your motor you put the plug? You know how on yours you put plugs in both sides of the motor?
Yeah.
It was Rosie, I want.
I ain't got but one head on mine.
Okay.
That's how small mine is.
Got another microphone. Another microphone open. 240-535-3920. Your mic is open.
No, that was an accident.
Oh, you clicking it on? That's all right.
Don't tell your girl it was an accident. You
guys,
well.
JB.
Yo, what's going on?
I got shot. There's going to be stock suspension. I'm doing a big block stock block.
Okay, so, hey, somebody, I know we looking at the feeds, but somebody going to have to turn that feed down a little bit.
I want to clarify this. It's stock block.
You stock block?
Stock block.
I'm a stock block on a big block.
I got
stock,
my Blue Magic stock block.
When I mean stock block,
I mean they been bought out of nothing.
Huh?
I said they got a stock block. They been bored out of nothing.
Yeah, but Jarrell, all they look at is big block. They don't care if that bitch has been strong.
I'm gonna murder these motherfuckers.
Yeah,
hey,
you
ain't old enough to be cussing, boy. That's why I was wrong, man. Your ass ain't old enough to be cussing. I didn't got over the hump, so, hey, I'm old enough.
You know your ass ain't. You watch your mouth. Only us grown men because you watch your mouth. If I take my belt off and tear your ass up.
Well, hold on. You want to do with that Camaro?
Uh-oh.
I got the Camaro. I said, you eat you, Remy.
Uh-oh.
Hey, you know what I learned? You know what I learned about racing, all jokes aside? Like, I always just treat it. This is what I learned about racing. All jokes, I'm not bullshitting. This talk show is like a good thing for like most races in the Maryland area. They're not going to race shit. No way. All they're going to do is talk shit. Nobody really going to race. Because if the truth be told, everybody's running around the same number, but nobody really don't want to really lose no money. You know what I mean? And you
ain't
one of them. You one of them too, because you ain't ran nobody neither, so you one of them. You should be running. Your ass should be running somebody like Lil Troy and them, but your ass ain't running, so ain't nobody really going to run. So just pick your poison.
You said who I get run over by? Who you said I get run over by?
I said your ass should be running. You should be running somebody like Kenny Beecham's Camaro or Lil Troy or somebody. But, you know what I mean? Of course you asked to run somebody like me. But ain't nobody going to run. All of us run the same time. Y'all not going to run. Ain't nobody going to run. This is a good show.
I didn't say I was going to run your head up. I said, what do you need?
Man, you... Hey. That's I know your ass. Live right, nephew.
Uh-huh.
I know your ass live at that. Don't be talking that shit. You know damn well you ain't gonna run me no give me shit.
Yeah, I need you. Go ahead, take it.
Man, get the fuck out of here, man.
He asked you what you need. He ain't say nothing.
Look, I'm not gonna judge that foolishness. He not gonna give me nothing.
It's income tax season, so I'm giving you something.
What
you want?
Hey, is your car ready right now?
When Francis get back from No Mercy, second week of March, I'll be ready.
Second week of March.
Second
is this the black Camaro,
March.
The dude with the black Camaro, five-speed car?
Yeah, I ain't racing my Camaro, I got a Mustang. I'm get like Kenan, I'm gonna get all in their business this year. I got light like them.
Oh, okay. Well, I just stick with the big car.
What do you mean, light like them? What do you call light? Just like y'all, ain't none of y'all weighing 3,600 pounds. I'm getting out of the fight weight with y'all. I'm coming out of the fight with y'all.
How heavy you think my car is?
Oh, shit. Your car about 3,000 pounds?
It's a little over 3,000 pounds with me in it.
Well, like I said, I'm 3,600. I'm racing guys like you with 3,600 pounds, so I'm just going to get down.
Your damn car ain't with no damn 3,600 pounds.
Hey,
bullshit.
If you weigh 3,600 pounds, then you need a bigger motor because Blue Magic weigh that.
3,610.
My car went 35 with me in it, but I added a few things. But I was around 3,600 pounds. I ain't making no excuses, but I just want to see what this shoe's going to be this year when I get in all of their business. The real cool dude is going to be in all of their business. Ducking no way. Small block. I got the meanest small block they made right now.
So what you got, 572?
I got a real small block. I got that fucking exotic bullshit.
Man, the small block ain't no excuse. I got an excuse. I got a six cylinder.
You got a what?
A six cylinder.
A two JZ motor.
They run too. I just wanted to get down in the weight with them guys. Though. All just don't nobody really run, man. I'm not lying. I ain't even lying about that. And only reason I started a street racer, right? My only reason I started a race like this is because I cannot stand to hear how bad. Like I'm just using you for example, Kenny. How they say how bad Kenny is, but Kenny don't run about it. But you have run. I'm just saying, all them guys, they don't run about it. Everybody just always standing behind that number. Man, I was getting in a battle with everybody, man. Ain't nobody really that bad. I ain't bullshit. And I didn't even know what I was doing last year.
I'm going class race.
Who's going class race?
I'm going class race right now.
Who said they on class race? Who that said that?
Jarrell.
You need to be bracket racing.
I don't know why he said that. Call it what you want to call it, but you won't get beside the heads up while we're having people. Who won't?
Look, KB.
You.
I'm still here.
I don't know why they think I'm so slow. I've been on motor. I have made a full pass. Y'all don't know what the fuck y'all about to get into when I come out in springtime.
Hey, I gotta be honest with you. I ain't never seen a car run. I'm fucking with you. I ain't never seen a car run. My son showed me the car one time when he came up here on Facebook, but I ain't never seen the car. I know my nephew can drive with it, but I ain't never seen the car. I ain't bullshit.
You ain't got to worry about it.
It's dope. Yeah. It's big time, dope frame rails, all that good stuff.
Yeah, you better use it.
Yeah. Guarantee the brake and push that bitch back when he hit the water box. Everything.
Yeah. Hey, kid, I don't know what you want tonight, man, but you got a real form, man. I guarantee you.
Yeah, let me stop fucking with Weezy. you ain't doing nothing. You're making it hard on yourself when I see you at the back. And I'm going to get you.
Y'all is all crazy, man.
I'm going to get Big Ass Kenny. I'm going to tell you right now, I don't know what tune to put in my car. I don't care that motherfucker get on the parachute. I ain't letting out of it. You're not going to be here.
Yeah.
Hell no. I'm betting
you don't make it to the, you don't save the first bus.
Hey, nephew, you got a parachute on your car, too?
I got two of them on there now. You got that shit on there for a look.
Kenny, what's on your brakes don't work? What the hell you be trying to see for?
I'll be Kenny for you, Weeby. Don't worry.
That'll work. But I really want a piece of that for myself. I already know he can't beat me. I don't care what mode he's for you.
Who said that?
I already know. That was Pink Warrior said he gonna take care of you for me, dude.
Instead of the Pink Warrior, he gotta kill me, son. That ain't a problem.
Hey, I tell you what, Pink Warrior got his hands full with Sean Murphy if he wanna make it like that. He got the what? Pink Warrior gonna get his hands full if he comes June 14th, he wanna piece of Sean Murphy. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, if Pink Warrior comes to Capitol on the 14th, Sean Murphy going on his ass.
I don't even know this, Sean Murphy Capitol. All he gotta do is be at the same track where we at and Sean Murphy going on his ass. We not bullshitting this year.
Every we going on anybody's ass we think we can beat.
Hey, Kenny.
How's this, Sean Murphy?
We got 6 more minutes. I'm going to ask you this, and I'm going to get off the phone, Kenny. Are you ready for this question, Kenny?
Go ahead. Everybody else talking, your turn.
Okay. This is Mr. Van Kevin. I'm still talking. I just got one question to ask, and I want you to tell me the truth, and I'm going to get off the phone.
Spit it out.
Will a real shakedown please stand up?
Yeah, they stood up last year.
Hey, Kenny, if you want me to be your lawyer, man, all you got to do is ask me. We can pass this motherfucking name that you got.
I don't need no lawyer. You might need one, because I think you on my list, too. I'm just as soon as you get that car together. I'm going on your ass.
Hey, Kenny, why don't you talk to me now? Don't you talk over to me? I just told you that before I got off the phone a while ago.
And make sure you weigh 2,600 pounds. Make sure you be light.
Oh, yeah, I am.
Yeah. Since you was 800 pounds heavier than everybody else.
Damn right. I was a killer dog out there. You know what?
Is anybody going to Maryland on the first?
Well,
I was going to come down, but I got a wedding that day, so I can't make it.
I was just going to come spectate, watch
you guys run around a little bit.
Now, don't you ever come to Maryland or Virginia and don't bring a car.
Anybody near Fredericksburg Saturday?
Huh?
Where's Fredericksburg, Virginia?
Straight down 95.
I got to go there Saturday. I got to pick a van up over there. I got to tow a van Saturday morning.
Exit 133.
Bring Pink Warrior.
Yo, if you're coming, you might as well come on down to Richmond Dragway and test and tune it.
Yeah, do that.
He ain't gonna do that.
This is work issues. This is work.
Man, rock on the clock.
Hey, I'm going to catch y'all guys later, man. Peace and love to all of y'all, and I'll catch y'all later on. Next Thursday.
All right, man.
All right.
And leave your nephew alone, man. How's this Sean Murphy sit? I don't know this car.
He said just like
Sean
you
Murphy
do.
Sean Murphy sit exactly like you do.
You know, hold up. You know the car. We said something. We had talked last year at Capitol to you about running you. We talked last year, but we didn't get nothing straightened out.
What color?
At Capitol. It's silver.
Silver?
Yep.
It's a notchback?
Yep.
I can't remember.
It's a hatchback. It's a real pretty hat. Silver pearl color car with a black top on it last year.
Oh, okay.
That's the one that we just get up. Man, shit, I ain't fucking with him. I ain't scared of him, but he got to give me some. How about that? Get up.
Oh. Hey, for the bounty, I'll let him try it. I don't care.
That bounty going to be gone, man, by the time you get a chance to run Sean. That better gonna be paid. You were already with the court and never got there behind.
You ain't got enough drugs to put on your new chick.
Hey, look.
What they gonna do? How they gonna pick the person that gonna run for the bounty first? They gotta have
anybody
some
first
kind of
one
to
get him.
Draw names or something.
Well,
everybody
wants
to be. They better
that means
the bounty on that.
Huh? Hold on. Let me get something clarified. That means so whoever gets beside the Big Warrior and beat him first, Carlos Wells going to give him $500.
Well, we know it ain't going to be you beating first, Lee, because you're going to get there at 5 o'clock, so you ain't going to be first, Lee. He ain't going to be first.
Yeah, well, they got to know about the bounty, right?
They never even know who he is.
Hey Joe, and you need to stop talking about my old girl about drugs because she got bad, she got asthma, so I got a built in inhaler on her ass.
Your new girl, she's on. Isn't your new girl on drugs?
No, she ain't on drugs. She just got a bad case of bronchitis.
Oh, okay.
She wheezes a little bit when she breathes.
Slut caught a bad case of chlamydia. And she had to go.
No, man, you couldn't kill her. I couldn't kill a slut. The slut, hey, why you bushing? The slut up in Maryland. So one of y'all boys might got her. I don't know the cat.
Never know. We might find it.
You might get your shot with him, with her.
That's funny.
But if somebody else drive it, I mean, I can't bet with it.
Oh, yeah, definitely not. You shouldn't bet with it when you own it.
Shit. Say it again.
You shouldn't even have been betting it when you owned it.
Joe, I was on horsepower, and I ain't even going to... Hey, look, I'm going to keep it real. I'll run the high side of goddamn Pink Water, or Pink Warrior. And I was on horsepower.
It's easy to say when the car's gone, but I'll just wait for your new tweet.
No, I tried to get that race with you at Capitol. You said no.
You didn't want to mess... I was hurt, but you didn't want to mess with that car that day.
I came over there and tried to get it.
Yo, we came over on the four-wheeler, man. We came over on the four-wheeler to talk to you.
Yeah, I know.
Now we're on horsepower. I mean, I would have ran. I would have ran high side.
Oh, there'll be plenty of action now.
But I mean, you're right. I ain't got it no more, so I can't talk too much shit about that. But I can talk about that old sneaky bitch I got in that trailer.
I'm waiting. It's called the Ghost.
Nah, she ain't the Ghost.
Don't steal my name, Amnesia. I'm telling you right now, copyrighted that.
Say again?
Copyrighted. Amnesia. You can't use that name.
Oh, nah. She ain't got amnesia. She got good. She got good memory on her. I told you, her only affliction is bronchitis.
Uh-huh.
Well,
and I don't want no excuse. I ain't running no Huffer car because I got a six on the man.
Good. That's good.
Well, hey, boys, I hate to kill y'all five, but Blog Talk kicking me slam out again because it's 10:01, so we stopped recording 30 seconds ago, so I guess we're going
to
have
to get the show to be 9:11.
Yeah.
You got to make the hours different. You got to make it later, 9:11 or something.
Hey, look. Hey, Joe.
Yo.
I'll give you something to think about.
Good.
It's called blue.
Listen, you're gonna be magic dust. You're gonna disappear from the earth. I feel bad for everybody that likes you.
Hey, listen,
magic dust comes
blue,
down my shoes, you're gonna
sleep
be cool.
Good tonight. Hey, look, I'm pretty sure when I whip you, I ain't got to worry about no Big Head Kenny or nobody else. Big Head Kenny ain't that fast. Yeah, so I know if he wants you, his homeboy, to run you, Sean from Shakedown, and I whip you, I ain't even got to worry about him. He probably back out the race.
I'll be waiting. That's all I can tell you.
Oh, boy. I'm waiting on you. Hey, I'll see you in February or March
22nd. Man, I can't wait. I wish I could have a time machine so I can get there.
You don't want to do that, dude. I don't have enough magic dust yet. I'm still getting more and more. I got packed shoes.
Hey, look. My kids and old lady don't never come to a racetrack. They come to see me with you.
Can you say it again?
My kids and old ladies don't never come to no racetrack. They coming for the first time to see me.
Man,
they
don't
bring
your family to the track for the first time and be disappointed.
They want to get a picture with the pink car? That's cute.
Hey,
they want to get a picture with the pink car. I get it. Your girl might leave you. Your girl might leave you. She sees a pink car.
Hey.
She'd be like, oh, shit.
Hey, from what I've been seeing, you ain't got a good track record with cars that's blue.
Here we go with the baseball bullshit.
Hey, look, Joe, you lose one, you're here by the forever.
Yeah, that's the truth.
Hey, I lost some, too. I lost when I went down there. But
you're going to lose again. Don't worry.
to lose back to you.
I wish, hey, Big Head King, what I got to do to get you down the stairs here with your car, too?
So what?
What I got to do to get you to the stairs here with your car?
What I gotta do to get you to the creek next Thursday?
All right, my car, I ain't finished warming up yet.